All right. Staff ready, Eric? Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me call to order the Flood Resilience Committee for Monday, November 30th. We are past the legal time, 2:15. Thank you all for being here. Committee members, thank you for your service as well. Item number two is approval of the minutes from October 5th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The minutes are approved. Item number three is public comments. If you're here to make a public comment, please come forward, give your name and address, and you have 2 minutes. Anyone? Going once. All right. We'll move past public comments. Item number four, continued discussion regarding examples of comprehensive community-wide mitigation efforts involving landscaping, rain gardens, tree plantings, and anything else that works. Kevin?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the committee. Kind of a quick presentation here, just to give you a status update of the project. The objective of the overall project is to address isolated stormwater problems townwide, is to address the underperforming stormwater system and mitigate flood-prone areas using cost-effective and innovative methods. We solicited proposals from our on-call engineering groups within that solicitation. The main question was for them to address how the town can best protect citizens' property from flooding in a manner that is cost-effective, with special consideration given to the approaches that simultaneously help the town achieve other community goals such as pedestrian mobility and safety. We received 6 proposals. From that point, we had an internal selection committee made of staff members. We evaluated the proposals based upon the merits and them addressing that that question. And we scored them. We took the top 4, and we've invited the top 4 in for interviews, which will be conducted on Wednesday. And from there, we're going to narrow the selection committee and make a recommendation to move forward with a particular engineering. And from there, they'll begin to look at townwide prioritizing project moving forward with trying to address those projects.
Interesting. Now, this is not the big fix, right? This is not the big dig. This is overall underperforming. Is this something that's paid for out of our regular operating budget, Eric, that you really don't need committee approval for other than coordination? Is it under the?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's right. Typical stormwater money. Any idea, most specifically directed to the agenda item, was that different parts of the community are different and may require different methods,
right,
to achieve the result. And so what their job is for these firms that are being interviewed is to deliver ideas that don't necessarily have to be the $6 million brand new stormwater, you know, pipe systems.
Right.
And so how can we have the most positive effect around town for the least amount of money?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So you've narrowed it down to 4 and you're interviewing those this week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Committee? Will part of what they're asked to do and paid to do be, I guess, like work with Hillary, look at our records and find out where the problems are? Because they're different. In some places, we know that the stormwater system isn't functioning because the state hasn't done anything with it in 60, 70 years.
Right.
Other areas, sometimes it's different. What comes to mind, I see Jody there. Back to my first day on public services, you know, 5 years ago, there are places where we had drainage easements and people have landscaped over it, or even just a tree has kind of, you know, obstructed it or something. So different solutions for different problems in different parts of town. Is that kind of there?
That's exactly it. Each problem is going to be different. There'll be different variables with each one of them. And, yeah, we'll have to prioritize them. It'll be something that we'll look at, you know, different methods. You know, everything will be on the table. You know, we'll go through a priority list and make selections and recommendations to move forward with improving those.
Okay. Without micromanaging or anything, I hope that some of these understand the uniqueness of being a coastal community, that our problems are, you know, some are related to high tide, and some of, you know, some places, right, Jody, drainage is better when the tide goes out. And those type things. But I'm looking forward to seeing what other communities are doing. And I know Councilmember Landing has long advocated trees and plantings, and I think Charleston has gotten a thing going with rain gardens. I think they've put that out there. I'm fascinated by those concepts, because as this committee has been unanimous in saying, we're playing catch up, as everybody is, on drainage, and all ideas are on the table. So thank you all for bringing this forward.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? All right, we look forward to hearing. Will we?
Great.
You think we'll be hearing something next month? Or?
Yeah, I was going to say something there. The next deliverable to expect would be matching ideas with problematic areas, and then showing those to you, showing which ones are the most problematic, and then the ideas, which is why we're bringing in these firms and experts to look at it, the ideas that can resolve them. And then there'll be a budgetary impact from there, and you'll see that at budget time. But we're not going to wait to budget time if we don't have to be able to address them, because we have some money stored up right now that we can go ahead and do some positive work.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Sure.
Item number 5 is continued discussion and update on the process of examining a tiered system for stormwater fees.
Yes, sir. This is a status update of our project. Right now, the program itself, a little known fact is it actually does have two categories, one residential. The other one is a non-residential category. The residential category, as it is right now, addresses everything as one equivalent residential unit. That is detached single-family homes, townhouses, and condominiums all get charged $60 per year. We do recognize that a vacant lot doesn't have as much stress on the drainage system, so they are charged half an ERU of $30 per year. Now, the non-residential is a little more complicated. It does break it into land use classifications, recognizing that they do have typically different runoff coefficients. We use the residential ERU to calculate what their annual utility rate is based upon the land use classification as well as the size of the property. So they treat two different categories a little differently. But as you can see, the residential is all lumped together into one charge and one annual charge of $60. Now, the objective of this particular project is to evaluate the reasonable and equitable application of the fee as it relates to single-family residents. Also, create a tiered fee schedule that does consider residential housing types and the associated impervious surface. That is, smaller houses get charged less, bigger houses and larger property gets charged more. And also make sure the program is capable of being managed by the Charleston County Revenue Collections Department. So those three are going to be key points for the project. We solicited bids or proposals. We received three. Internal Selection Committee narrowed it down to Wilden Financial Services. They're one of the largest public sector financial consultant firms in the country. They do specialize in utility operations and financial management planning for fee structuring. We felt like they were the best qualified applicants for this particular task. And what they're going to be doing is evaluating our current program. We've been providing them with our GIS information. We're still waiting on some information from the tax assessor's office, but we have delivered all of our internal parcel information. All the financial data that we have as it relates to our stormwater utility fee, as well as the 5-year projections for our capital improvement program. They're going to evaluate our program, conduct a financial assessment and cost service allocation. From that point, then they will develop a tiered structure that will have a comprehensive financial model, projecting it over the next 10 years, making sure it does meet our financial desires. And then from there, they will produce a final review and presentation, hopefully at the end of January at the council retreat. In their proposal, they had 16 weeks to do the project. We're now on week two, so you know, they're going to do their best to get the final product to you by the end of January. If not, it'll be very close to being the final product. They verbally agreed to that. So that's where we are with this project.
That's really good.
So what we anticipate coming out of this is, and I'm not familiar with these type consultants other than that I know they exist, they would come back and say your tiered structure would look basically like this, and then council would look to see, you know, some folks might get a big jump, I don't know, and some folks might get a reduction. But what we know now, and from our conversations, is whether you have 1,000 square feet or 10,000 square feet, you pay the exact same right. stormwater fee.
Yeah, that's correct. And what we have is a lump sum fee for everybody, like you said. So what we would like to address is the lots that do produce more impervious surface, more stress and demand on the system, should be paid more, and the ones that produce less should see a small reduction in their annual fee as well. We hope to achieve that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Lane.
One comment, if anybody watching or watching later or checking the minutes wonders why, if we can describe it fairly easily, why can't we have a simple system like that? And I asked that question early on, so I'd like to reiterate what the answer was. And part of it was that whatever we come up with not only needs to truly be what's considered fair and equitable for all parties, for all of our citizens, but also needs to be defensible. We don't need to be putting in ourselves as town or council in a position that people say, hey, this wasn't right, and then suddenly you start looking at lawsuits. And so this firm is familiar with those kind of aspects as well as what actually is fair and equitable. Thank you.
Great point.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir, Mr. Chapman.
On this slide that you've got up right now,
yes, sir.
Will they also be looking at non-residential or just residential?
The primary focus will be on residential because it does address all of them as one. But we will be looking at the non-residential as well as part of their scope of work. But it's, yes, sir, we're making sure that that is fair and equitable and still consistent with industry standards as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sounds like good work, staff. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Especially to get it done that quick.
Yeah. Sounds good. Everybody comfortable with that information?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Good.
All right. Item number six, if there's nothing else for this committee, is we will stand adjourned. Thank you.